This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI's body has had resting on a pair of crimson pillows lay in state in St. Peter's Basilica Monday as tens of thousands queue to pay tribute to the pontiff who shocked the world by retiring a decade ago. On the eve of the first of 3 days of viewing, Italian security officials had said that at least 25 to 30,000 people would come out on Monday, but by the end of the day's first viewing, some 65,000 persons had passed by, according to the Vatican. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday that Russia is planning a protracted campaign of attacks with Iranian drones to exhaust Ukraine. Ukraine, he said, had to act and do everything so that the terrorists fail in their aim, as all their others have failed, he said in a statement, which comes as Russia's defense ministry says 63 of its soldiers have been killed by Ukrainian strike on a facility in the eastern Donetsk region where military personnel were stationed. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Monday that the United States is not discussing joint nuclear exercises with South Korea, contradicting remarks by his South Korean counterpart as tensions flare with North Korea. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol had said that Seoul and Washington are discussing possible joint exercises using U.S. nuclear assets, while North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has branded the South its undoubted enemy. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Latin American leaders converged on Brazil to meet with President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva on his first full day in office Monday, welcoming him back to his power and hoping his country assumes a great role on the international stage. Lula's predecessor, Jair Bolsonaro, rarely traveled abroad or received visiting heads of state and found himself increasingly isolated, but South American heads of state, some of them fellow leftists, though not all, clearly welcomed Lula's third term in office and wanted greater participation from the continent's largest economy. After a whirlwind 18-month probe, the House panel investigating the Capitol riot is shutting down. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
2 weeks ago,
the Select Committee stands adjourned.
Chairman Benny Thompson's panel held its last public meeting, releasing its final report and recommending the Justice Department prosecute Donald Trump. The committee's work is now done, and its time officially up once the new GOP-led House is sworn in. In a final message, Thompson and Vice Chair Liz Cheney say the justice system's responsible for what happens next. They say accountability is critical to stopping any future scheme to overturn an election. Sagar Magani at the White House.
There are more details from VOA's Phil Mercer on Australia's decision to join other countries in requiring COVID testing for travelers coming from China.
Australia says a lack of detailed data from authorities in Beijing has prompted a move to mandate COVID-19 testing for people arriving from China. With infections rising sharply in China, Australia is joining countries like the United States, Japan, and France in ordering pre-departure virus screening for arrivals from China. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Thousands of mourners, including high school students and Supreme Court justices, began filing past the body of Pelé Monday on the century-old field where he made his hometown team one of Brazil's best. The soccer great died Thursday after a battle with cancer at 82. His coffin was placed on the midfield area in the stadium outside Sao Paulo that was his home for most of his career. Brazil's newly inaugurated president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, also came shortly before Pelé's coffin is removed from the stadium. Fans coming out of the stadium said they'd waited 3 hours in line standing under a blazing sun. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.